turn in our Bibles to Mark chapter 13.
我们把圣经翻到马太福音，啊，马可福音第十三章。
We're going to read together the first 13 verses.
我们要读第一节到第十三节的经文。
As he was going out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, Teacher, behold, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings. And Jesus said to him, Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another which will not be torn down. As he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew were questioning him privately, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when all these things are going to be fulfilled? And Jesus began to say to them, See to it that no one misleads you. Many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and will mislead many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be frightened. Those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will also be famines. These things are merely the beginning of birth pangs. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you to the courts and you will be flogged in the synagogues. And you will stand before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them. The gospel must first be preached to all the nations. And when they arrest you and hand you over, do not worry beforehand about what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but it is the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. Just a few days ago in France, an experiment was begun where physicists are hoping to collide particles in a 17-mile circular tunnel 300 feet under the ground.
就在前不久，物理学家在法国，在位于地下300英尺一个长17英里的一个大型强子对撞机里面开始粒子对撞的实验。
The goal of this experiment is to recreate the supposed Big Bang that secular scientists believe created the Earth.
这个实验的目的就是要重演一般世俗科学家所相信的宇宙大爆炸的理论。
Because of the magnitude of this experiment, many fear that it will have devastating effects on the world.
因为这个实验的规模如此之巨大，有许多人担心因为这个实验会制造出微型的黑洞来吞噬一切的物质。
One MIT physicist has received death threats from some who fear that the project will destroy the Earth.
一位麻省理工学院的物理学教授居然接到因为害怕这项研究会破坏宇宙平衡而发给他的恐吓信件。
On the day that this testing began, September the 10th, a 16-year-old girl in India killed herself by drinking poison in fear that the world was coming to an end.
在这个9月10号，在这个实验开始的时候，有一位印度女孩居然因为害怕世界末日来到而饮毒自杀。
But this is just one example of recent fears that the world is doomed for destruction.
这不过是当今人类惧怕世界末日来临多不胜举的例子中的一个。
Some believe that the recent military movements of Russia are the onset of a new global threat.
有人认为俄国最近的军事行动将使世界再度步入一个新的危机。
The development of nuclear capabilities in Iran and North Korea have many fearing that we're on the verge of a new Cold War.
有人担心伊朗和北韩发展的核子武器是一个新的冷战的开始。
Islamic terrorism is a worldwide reality that continues to worry people about what the future may hold.
伊斯兰教的恐怖活动是一个世界性的现实，令人对未来不知所措。
And then there are those who suggest that the effects of global warming will destroy the earth and point to the recent increase in catastrophic weather events as evidence.
还有人认为地球温度的加增将毁灭世界的生态平衡，并引用近年来所发生的一系列大灾难作为证据。
I have good news and bad news about the end of the world.
对于世界的末日，我有好消息，也有一个坏消息。
The bad news is, it is going to end.
坏消息是说这个世界的末日一定会来到。
The good news is that God is in control of when and how it will end.
好消息是这个世界的末日来到，怎么来到，什么时候来到，是在上帝的掌控之中。
And for those of us who know him by faith in Jesus Christ, that is a great comfort amid the fears of the day.
对于我们相信耶稣基督是救主人来说，这个是一个极大的安慰。
But fear of the end of the world is not a 21st century phenomenon.
但对于世界末日的恐惧并不是二十一世纪特有的现象。
Throughout human history, people have feared that doomsday was upon us.
从人类历史上来看，人们一直在担心世界末日的来临。
This much we know for certain, the world will end.And every day we are one day closer.
有一点是肯定的，就是这个世界一定会结束，并且我们每过一天，就离这个世界末日会近一天。
The temple was the pride of Jerusalem.
圣殿是耶路撒冷的骄傲。
The temple grounds covered an area of nearly 200,000 square yards.
圣殿大约将近有220万的平方码。
The enclosed area measures 35 acres and would house a dozen football fields.
它的内部大概有将近有35的英亩，并且可以将近有大概12个美式橄榄球场那么大。
The sanctuary itself is 160 feet tall and topped with gold and silver.
圣殿里面的内殿将近有160英尺高，并且盖满了金和银。
As the sun rose on Jerusalem, the temple was said to appear like a snow-capped mountain.
当太阳从那里升起来的时候，圣殿被人们称作像是雪覆盖的一座山。
If you and I were to have seen it, we would probably say the same thing that this unnamed disciple said in verse 1. Behold, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings.
如果我们在当时看到这个圣殿的时候，我们一定也会跟这个圣经中未明的这个门徒所说的一样，何等的石头，何等的殿宇。
Jesus said, "Do you see these great buildings?"
耶稣说，你看到这个雄伟的圣殿了吗？
Not one stone will be left upon another which will not be torn down.
将来在这个地方没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁了。
In the surviving portions of the temple's foundation, blocks of stone have been found that are over 40 feet long.
在圣殿的根基所残留的部分上，人们就发现有些石头将近有40尺的长。
11 feet high and 14 feet deep.
有11英尺的宽，还有14英尺的高。
These stones weigh over 1,000,000 pounds.
有些石头甚至超过100,000 pounds 的重量。
In the minds of these disciples, there was no person, no army, or no machinery that could ever destroy such a building.
在门徒的心目中，没有任何的人，没有任何军队，没有任何机器能够摧毁这样雄伟的圣殿。
To them, it seemed that the destruction of this building would only be possible if the world came to an end.
对他们来说，唯有世界末日来到，才可以使这样的圣殿被摧毁。
And so at the first opportunity, they asked Jesus, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign that all these things are going to be fulfilled?
所以在这个时候，他们有第一次机会可以问耶稣，将来这些事情成就有什么样的预兆呢？
And the rest of the entire chapter is his answer to that question.
马可福音的十三章的其余的部分就是对这个问题的回答。
In answering them, he points to events that will take place in the near future and to the events that will take place in the far distant future.
回答蒙特的问题，耶稣指出了有些事情是在很不久的将来会发生，有些是在很远的将来才会发生。
Concerning those events that are far off, he says in verse 32, of that day or hour, no one knows.
对于那些在遥远将来发生的事情，耶稣说，那个日子、那个时辰，没有人知道。
But of the events that are coming soon, he says in verse 7, that is not yet the end.
对于那些将要很快发生的事情，耶稣说，这还不是末期的到来。
In verse 8, he says, these things are merely the beginning of the birth pangs.
在第八节，耶稣说。只是这都是灾难的起头。
As we all know, when labor pains begin, the childbirth may still be far off.
我们都知道，当这个阵痛来的时候，也许离孩子的生产还有一段时间。
But the onset of labor pains indicate that the birth is coming.
但是这个阵痛的来临就告诉我们，这个孩子的出生快要来了。
And we must be prepared.
我们必须预备好。
The temple in Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 A.D.
在耶路撒冷的圣殿是在主后的70年被摧毁的。
This event, Jesus says, would not mark the end of the world, but it is the beginning of the end.
耶稣很清楚告诉我们，这个圣殿的摧毁不是世界末日到来，只是末期的开始。
We don't know how long it will be until the end.
我们并不知道离世界的末日还有多长。
Jesus said, no one knows, but the Father alone.
耶稣说没有人知道，只有父知道。
So we only waste time trying to calculate it.
所以对我们来说，计算什么时候世界末期是在浪费时间。
Jesus teaches us in this passage that we are much better off to focus on how we should live for Christ in the present.
所以耶稣在这个地方告诉我们，我们与其去算什么时候世界末日，不如好好的来在这个末世的时代来为主而活。
Here in the beginning of the end.
这是末期的开始。
And he does so by giving three specific warnings to his disciples.
他给他的门徒三个很特别的警告。
Now today we are still living somewhere in between the beginning of the end and the actual end.
今天我们仍然生活在这个末期的开始以及到这个末期实际来临的中间的地段。
And we who are his disciples would do well to heed the same warnings he gave to those disciples in the first century.
并且我们应该像门徒，我们像门徒一样，我们的这个时候应该好好的来遵行主的话语，来为主而活。
These will keep us diligent in living for Christ at the beginning of the end.
这可以使我们保持在这个末期的开始的时候，来好好的来为主而活。
The first warning is this.
第一个警告是。
We must not be deceived by imposters.
我们不要被骗子所迷惑。
We see this in verses 5 and 6.
在第五节跟第六节我们可以看到。
See to it that no one misleads you.
耶稣说你们要谨慎免得有人迷惑你们。
Many will come in my name saying, I am he, and will mislead many.
将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督并且要迷惑许多人。
Notice that Jesus says many imposters will come.
注意，耶稣说这里有许多人要来迷惑我们。
There won't be one or a few.
不是一个，也不是少数。
There will be many.
将来会有很多的人来迷惑。
And also he says that they will come in my name.
并且他告诉我们他们会奉主的名来。
That means that they will claim to have been sent by Jesus.
就是说这些人会宣称他们是主所差派来的。
And they will say, I am he.
他们会说我是他。
And in the Greek New Testament, this reads literally that they will say, I am.
在希腊文当中这个字义的话翻译成话就是说我是那自由拥有的。
Jesus spoke of himself this way on several occasions.
耶稣在圣经中有多次提到我是自由拥有的。
And everyone who heard him knew that he was referring to himself as I am, and he was claiming to be God.
人们都很清楚，当耶稣说这个话的时候，他是指着他自己说他是神。
So these imposters will come, and not only will they claim to be sent from God.
所以这些骗子来的时候，不仅宣称他们是神所差派来的。
They will claim to be God.
他们会去宣称他们就是神。
They will claim to be the Messiah.
他们会宣称他们是基督。
Perhaps they'll point to Jesus and say, if he had been the Messiah, he would not have suffered as he did. Behold, I am the real Messiah.
所以他们说，如果那个基，如果他是基督的话，他不会这么为人受苦。所以我是弥赛亚。
And within the next 100 years, no fewer than 12 individuals came on the scene claiming to be the Messiah.
在这个主后的100年以内，就不少于12个人来宣称他是基督。
There were also those who rose up in his name and began teaching doctrines and stories related to Jesus that were not true.
那些有一些人也起来宣称他们是基督，来教训，来讲那些根本就不真实的故事。
The recent popularity of the so-called missing gospels are examples of the heresy that was being taught by Gnostics who claimed to be the true followers of Jesus.
在最近的话，有一段很时兴的时候是那些。所谓失传的福音，那些人是诺斯底的人所教导的这样一些异端的邪说，就是一个很好的明证。
The imposters continue to mislead many today.
所以骗子们还继续的在迷惑很多人。
According to some research, there were over 1,000 people during the 20th century who claimed to be the savior of the world.
根据一些研究的报道，就光在20世纪就有超过1000个人说他们是世界的救主。
Some of them we know about.
有一些人我们很知道他们。
We could mention the famous cult leaders Jim Jones and David Koresh and Marshall Applewhite.
我们可以讲一些很著名的一些异端的一些人，他们是 Jim Jones, David Koresh 和 Marshall Applewhite.
Sun Myung Moon, the founder of the Unification Church.
文显明他是韩国统一教会的创立者。
We call them Moonies.
我们称他为是那些统一教会的人。
He claimed to be the second coming of Jesus Christ and that he appears in the world as the substantial body of God himself.
他自己宣称他是那再来的基督，并且他是那个基督的真正的化身。
And his movement has over 3 million followers worldwide.
他将近有300万的信徒来跟随他。
More recently, a Miami priest named Jose Luis de Jesus Miranda.
在最近时候，有一个人在迈阿密的一个人，他是那个 Jose Jesus Miranda,
has claimed to be both Jesus Christ and the Antichrist.
他自己宣称他既是基督也是敌基督。
And he has followers in 35 countries.
在35个国家，他有跟着他的人。
Suma Ching Hai has become the popular teacher of the Kuan Yin method.
这个青海文上师是这个观音法门的那个教导人。
She claims to be the reincarnation of Jesus and Buddha.
她自己宣称她是基督和佛祖的化身。
And there are many who have claimed to have new revelation from God about who Jesus is or what his will for his followers is.
并且还有很多人宣称他们知道上帝的启示，并且知道耶稣要他的随从人来做些什么。
The Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses and others refer to themselves as the only true followers of Jesus.
比如说摩门教，比如说耶和华见证会，还有另外的一些异端，他们都认为他们自己知道上帝的旨意。
They present a completely different picture of who Jesus is and how we are to be saved than we see in the New Testament.
他们告诉别人是一个完全不同的这样一种理论，就是告诉人上帝是谁，人怎样能够来跟随耶稣，跟我们圣经所教导的是完全不一样的。
Jesus said we can expect this to continue until the end.
耶稣说我们这种现象会一直持续到直到末期的真正来临。
Just because we have imposters does not mean that we've come to the end.
因为有这些骗子来迷惑人，并不是说我们已经到了末期。
But we are in the beginning of the end.
我们在末期的开始。
He says this to his followers.
耶稣对他的门徒说
：“See to it that no one misleads you.
你们要谨慎，免得被人迷惑。
They will mislead many, but they must not mislead you.
他们会迷惑很多人，但他们不可以来迷惑。
We must be vigilant and on alert.
我们必须很小心，必须很谨慎。
We must know Jesus.
我们必须知道谁真的是耶稣。
And know our Bibles.
知道圣经的教导。
So that we will not be deceived by the imposters who come claiming to speak in His name.
所以我们就不会被那些假冒他的名来的骗子所迷惑。
And who claim to be the Savior.
并且那些人还冒称他们是救主。
And then there is a second warning given to those who would live for Christ at the beginning of the end.
对那些在末期的开始时候为主而活的那个门徒，耶稣有第二个警告。
We must not be dismayed by disasters.
我们不要被灾害所吓倒。
We see this in verses 7 and 8.
我们在第七节、第八节这里看到。
Jesus said that throughout the centuries leading up to the end of time, there will be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and famines.
耶稣说在这个末期到来的时候，我们会知道有战争的风声，有饥荒，有地震。
Many of these things occurred in the first century when these disciples were still alive.
在那些门徒还在的时候的第一世纪，就有很多这样的事情发生了。
And with each of these events, more and more fear and speculation began to convince people that the end was near.
随着这些事情的发生的次数越来越多，越来越有很多的疑惑，有很多的猜测，说这个世界的末日快要到了。
But the followers of Jesus were to not be dismayed by these things.
但是耶稣的门徒不应该被这些事情所吓倒。
He says, "Do not be frightened."
他说不要被这些事情所吓坏了。
They had been warned in advance that these things would occur.
他们在很早的时候就被警告这些事情会发生。
This was not the end, but it was the beginning of the end.
这不是世界的末期，这只是末期的开始。
World War I was called the war to end all wars.
第一次世界大战被称为是结束所有战争的战争。
But it didn't do it, did it?
但是他没有，但是他并没有这样做，是吗？
Just a few years later, there was World War II.
就在第一次世界大战过后不久的话，就产生了第二次世界大战。
And since the end of World War II, historians tell us that not a single day has gone by when war was not being waged somewhere on this planet.
从二战结束的那天开始。历史学家告诉我们，没有一天 在世界的某个角落没有这样的冲战争和冲突。
And there continue to be rumors of wars.
并且这样的打仗的风声也是越来越多。
What will happen with Russia, Iran, or North Korea?
在俄罗斯、在北韩、在伊朗会发生什么
？Will Zimbabwe erupt in a civil war?
在津巴布韦会不会爆发内战
？Who knows?
谁知道呢
？Earthquakes, hurricanes, typhoons, tsunamis, severe droughts, and widespread flooding.
地震、飓风、台风、海啸、很严重的饥荒，还有的话，世界的这种。大规模的洪水
All these things go on all over the world.
这些事情在世界的各地都有发生。
We know firsthand of the devastation that's occurred in America and in China in recent years.
最近所发生在美国、中国的事情，我们都有第一方面的认识。
And because of television and the internet, we see daily heartbreaking images of destruction in other parts of the world.
因为有电视、有网络，我们就可以从第一手资料可看到这个世界的角落中。发生的很令人悲伤的事情。
And famine continues to ravage impoverished nations.
这样的饥荒仍然在很贫穷国家的话继续蔓延。
Even stable and prosperous nations have been affected by the declining global economy.
甚至在一些稳定发展的国家也被这个世界经济的萧条所影响。
And people are wondering if we'll be able to feed ourselves.
并且人们开始怀疑我们是不是可以自己来供应我们自己。
And many are asking, is this the end?
所以很多人在问，这是不是世界末日了？
Jesus said that we may never know when the end will be.
耶稣所以告诉我们，我们并不确切知道什么时候是世界的末日。
But the end has begun.
但是这个末期正在慢慢的开始。
And we must not be dismayed when we see these things occurring.
当我们看见这些事情发生的时候，我们不要被这些事情所吓倒。
We must not be frightened by them.
我们不应该被这些事情所吓坏。
We can live in confident faith that God is in control of all that takes place in the world.
我们应该很确信，所有发生的事情的话，都是神在其中掌权。
And the world will not end until it is His time.
并且这个世界只有在神允许时间才可以结束。
It is interesting that Jesus says in verse 7, these things must take place.
一个很有趣的事情，在第七节，耶稣说这些事情必须发生。
That's bothersome to many people.
这个对于某些人来，对于很多人来说，是一个很不愉快的一件事情。
Why must these things happen? Can't God put a stop to it?
为什么这些事情必须发生？难道神不能够阻止这些事情发生吗？
Of course He can. For everything in the world is under His providential control.
对于神来说，这些事情完全可以被制止，而且他如果要做的话，是能够做到的。
Even the things we don't understand.
甚至有些事情我们并不能够完全了解。
But because of human sin, we live in a world that is susceptible to calamity.
但是因为人的罪的缘故，我们在这个世界上就很容易因这个罪的缘故而引起的自然饥荒和灾害。
The curse of the ground following Adam's sin.
对于地的诅咒是在亚当犯罪后随之而来的。
And the global judgment of Noah's flood.
并且对于这个整个世界的审判，因着挪亚的洪水所带来的。
These have opened Pandora's box of natural disasters in the world.
这就好像是打开了潘多拉魔盒，而且这个世界的自然灾害在这个世界上蔓延开来。
The suffering and evil in the world are not God's fault, but humanity's.
在我们这个世界上，人类受苦并不是神的错，乃是我们人类的背叛。
It is the result of our sin and its natural consequences.
这是因为我们人犯罪的缘故，也是这个犯罪的结果。
Therefore, Paul says in Romans 8 that the creation is groaning in eager expectation of the final redemption when all things will be restored.
所以难怪使徒保罗在罗马书第八章说，所以有生气的食物，人都在那里在痛苦的盼望这个最后的救赎。
As long as we live in this fallen world, there will be wars and natural disasters.
只要我们生活这个堕落的世界，就会有这样的自然的饥荒和灾害。
But we must not be dismayed by them.
并且但是我们不应该被这些事情所吓倒。
We must not declare that this is the end.
我们也不应该宣称这是世界的末期了。
We must continue living for Christ in the midst of these difficult days here at the beginning of the end.
所以我们在这个末期的开始，在这个很困难的时候，我们仍然要坚持为主而活。
And then we come to the third warning.
然后我们有第三个警告。
We must not be diverted by persecutors.
我们不要因逼迫而偏离方向。
We see this in verses 9 through 13.
我们可从第九节到第十三节可以看到这一点。
Jesus says, be on your guard.
耶稣说你们要谨慎。
And he warns that persecution is coming.
因为他警告这样的逼迫会来临。
The followers of Christ will be delivered to courts.
所以耶稣的门徒会被带到法堂。
They'll be flogged in the synagogues.
他们会在公会被鞭打。
They'll stand before kings and governors.
他们会站在诸侯君王的面前。
And Jesus is warning his disciples that persecution is not a possibility for them.
并且耶稣警告他的门徒，这样的逼迫不是一个可能性。
It is a certainty.
是一个必然性。
Paul warned in 2 Timothy 3:12, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
所以保罗在提摩太前书第二章的三章的十二节说，所有要在主里敬虔度日的就必受逼迫。
One needs look no further than the book of Acts to see these things taking place just as Jesus declared.
所以我们在使徒行传中就很自然看到这些事情的发生。
Why are Christians treated this way?
为什么基督徒会被这样的受到这样的待遇？
Jesus says in verse 13 that it is because you will be hated by all.
所以耶稣在第十三章里说到你们会被所有人所恨恶。
And by all, he means all.
他说到所有，确实指所有的人都要恨恶。
Look at verse 12.
在第十二节那里说到，
brother will betray brother to death.
弟兄要把弟兄送到死地。
And a father his child.
父亲要把儿子送到死地。
And children will rise up against parents and have them put to death.
儿女要起来与父母为敌，害死他们。
And why will they do this?
他们为什么要做这样的事情？
Jesus says in verse 9 that it is for my sake.
耶稣在第九节说的是为了我的缘故。
And he says in verse 13 it is because of my name.
他必须，并且在第十三章说是为了我的名的缘故。
We who follow Christ cannot be expected to be treated better than he was.
我们对耶稣的门徒，我们不可以指望我们受的待遇会比主要的来好。
He was betrayed and beaten and falsely tried and executed.
他被出卖，被鞭打，被钉十字架。
His followers can expect the same.
他的门徒也会有同样的结果。
But they must not believe that God has abandoned them when they're persecuted.
但是在受逼迫的时候，我们不应该说神已经抛弃了我们。
Rather, God has promised to be with them in the midst of their persecution.
而相反的话，神允许在这个里面与我们同在。
Notice in verse 11.
在第十一节内说到。
He says, do not worry beforehand about what you are to say when they arrest you and hand you over.
人把你们拉去交官的时候，不要预先思虑说什么。
But he promises them that the Holy Spirit will give them the words to say.
他应许圣灵会将话赐给我们。
He has not left them.
他并不抛弃他们。
He is speaking through them in the midst of their suffering.
他是透过他们来对那些人说话。
God has a purpose at work in the suffering of His saints.
所以神在每一个基督徒受苦里面都有他的旨意。
Jesus says in verse 9 that the Christians who stand before governors and kings for his sake are there as a testimony to them.
所以耶稣在第九节说到你们站在君王众人面前是为我的名做见证。
And then he says in verse 10, the gospel must first be preached to all the nations.
然后他在第十节那里说到说福音必须先传给万民。
And what better way to share the gospel with the unreached peoples of the world than to take it directly to their leaders?
像这样能够直接对诸侯君王、对那个领袖说话的话，还有更好的方法可以跟他们传福音吗？
It may not be by choice.
这也许不是我们所选择的。
But when a believer finds himself in the audience of a pagan world ruler or a person of authority, he must remember that Christ has placed him there.
所以当这些人被放在诸侯君王的时候，他们必须知道是主把他们放在那里。
And he is to be a witness to share the message of the gospel.
因为他要成为主的福音的见证人。
If you look in the book of Acts at the Apostle Paul,
如果我们看使徒保罗在使徒行传中所做的，
you see him going from court to court,
他从一个会堂到另外一个会堂，
sharing the gospel,
分享主的福音。
He even demanded that he be transferred to the court of Caesar himself.
他甚至要求他被转到凯撒那里。
That Caesar was Nero, who was known for his brutal treatment of Christians.
那个凯撒是尼罗王，他是残酷迫害基督徒的一个罗马皇帝。
Why did Paul want to stand before him?
为什么保罗要在他的面前要去他那里？
Because he wanted to preach the gospel to him too.
因为他也要同样要对尼禄王传福音。
Paul understood that every time he stood before a ruler, he had the opportunity to share God's truth.
保罗很清楚，他每一次有机会站在那个君王的面前的话，他就有机会跟他们分享真理。
And in sharing God's truth, he might change somebody's life.
通过这样的分享，他可以改变一个人的生命。
And in changing someone like Nero's life, he might change the world.
通过，也许可以透过改变尼禄王的生命，可以来改变整个世界。
Paul had taken Jesus' warning to heart.
所以保罗把耶稣的警告深藏在心。
He was not diverted by his persecutors from the task of being Christ's witness.
他并不是因为做耶稣见证人受逼迫而离开他的方向。
We don't know if Paul ever had the chance to testify before Caesar Nero.
我们并不很确切地知道保罗是不是有机会在尼禄王面前来分享这样的真理。
But we do know that Nero had Paul put to death.
但我们确实知道是尼禄王把保罗杀害了。
It's no stretch to assume then that Paul did speak before Nero.
所以我们这样的猜测，保罗有机会在尼禄王面前分享福音是有道理的。
And he told him of the saving power of Christ.
并且他告诉尼禄王耶稣基督的拯救的力量。
Persecution has not disappeared for the followers of Christ.
这样的逼迫并不会从我们的身上离开。
It continues to be a reality.
它继续是一个现实。
In many parts of the world, betrayal and beating and unjust trial and death are still looming over the heads of Christ's followers.
在世界的很多的地方，对于耶稣的跟随者，仍然是有很多的出卖、鞭打、不公义的审判，甚至死亡。
In America, the persecution is more subtle and less severe.
在北美这样的逼迫也许更多的比较微妙，而且比较的不容易被人发现。
But those who are steadfastly committed to Christ and boldly sharing His message are still met with antagonism.
但是那些忠实的为主做见证，并且分享福音的人，仍然会受到很多的攻击。
Jesus warns us not to let this affliction divert us from our task.
所以耶稣提醒我们，我们不要因为这些事情而偏离我们所应该做的。
With every persecution we meet for His sake, we must depend upon the Holy Spirit to speak God's truth through us as we take our stand for Christ.
在每一次我们受逼迫的时候，我们必须是因着耶稣的名，并且透过圣灵向那些人讲述神的真理。
We've been well warned of the conditions we will face.
我们在这些条件以前，我们已经被事先的警告了。
As we live for Christ here at the beginning of the end.
在我们的这个末期开始后，如何来为主而活？
There will be imposters.
我们会中间会有骗子出来。
There will be disasters.
我们会有很多的灾难。
There will be persecutors.
会有很多的逼迫。
But these things must not deceive us.
但这些事情不应该来迷惑我们。
We must not be dismayed by them.
我们不应该被这些事情所吓坏。
And we must never be diverted from the task of making Christ known to the nations.
并且我们绝对不会因为这些而使我们偏离把福音传给万民，使万民归主这样一个任务。
The authenticity of our faith in Christ will be demonstrated in our steadfastness in the face of these circumstances.
我们信心的真实将在我们面对这些事情的时候被确切的证明出来。
Those who fall away because of these things prove themselves to have never been genuine followers of Christ.
因为这些事情而跌倒的人，他们就证明了他们也许并不是一个真正来跟随主的人。
But Jesus gives a glorious promise in verse 13 to those who do not let imposters deceive them.
所以耶稣在第十三节就给那些不被骗子所迷惑的人有一个很荣耀的一个盼望。
To those who don't let disasters dismay them.
对那些不被灾难所吓倒的人。
To those who don't let persecutors divert them.
对那些不被逼迫所偏离方向的人。
He says, the one who endures to the end, he will be saved.
所以他说唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
Saving faith perseveres through the difficulties of these last days.
所以我们因信而有这样的一个信心，就使我们能够支持坚持住这样幕后所受的这样一些灾难和这样的逼迫。
We're not at the end yet.
我们并不是在世界的末日。
But until the end comes, we must hold steadfastly to Jesus and His word.
所以在我们在这个时候，我们要非常的站在神的真理上面。
We can face the calamity of this fallen world with confident faith.
我们可以面对这个堕落世界的这种灾难，我们会有一个确信的信心。
And we must take full advantage of every opportunity to be the instrument that the Holy Spirit will speak through as we testify for Christ.
并且我们要抓住每一次机会来为主做见证，来传扬主的福音。
And as we do, others will see and hear the salvation that we have in Him.
当我们这样做的时候，别人就可以看到我们是怎么在我们里面有神的同在。
And the gospel will reach the ends of the earth.
并且福音会传到地极。
May God help us to do that.
愿神帮助我们。
For His glory.
为了他的荣耀。
Until the end.
一直到世界的末日为止。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we confess that these are difficult days to live for you.
主，我们承认在我们这个现今的时代，为你而活是很困难的。
But you have warned us in advance to endure.
但是主，你事先警告我们，我们要忍耐。
Keep us from deception.
主啊，帮助我们远离这样的迷惑。
Keep us from dismay.
远离这样的吓倒。
Keep us from diversion.
使我们不至于偏离方向。
Keep us faithful to Jesus.
使我们对于耶稣对于主忠贞到底
，and faithful to his mission，
并且对他的大使命忠贞到底。
As we live for him in these last days，
在这个末后的日子，我们为他而活。
And on this day，
也在今天
，May the one who does not know Christ be drawn to faith in him，
在那些还没有信主的人，可以因着这样的主的呼召而产生信心。
We pray in his name，
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.